Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we welcome in our man from CBS 13, our partner on Sports Sunday, and our new weekly visitor here every Wednesdays. We were going to start this like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Jake's mm-hmm. like, no, hold on, man. I got to go to Prague.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
be here.
I gotta travel. I gotta go. What do you do? What do you do in Prague?
Okay, so Prague was actually, like, time out, fam, was one of the most beautiful cities I have ever been to. The architecture was incredible. Went to some castles there. It's relatively inexpensive. And you know, they have a different time schedule for things. So, like, you know, we got dinner at 8 o'clock and might have hit the club until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
But, you know, that's what you do in Prague. There's some great spots to go to visit and get to know the local people of Prague, which was phenomenal. And then we spent a couple days at a bucket list place for myself in Munich, Germany. We went to Oktoberfest, and man, that's just the world's biggest party. Like, I'll be real with you. That was a blast. There was nothing bad about it, you know, aside from, like, the beer was even good. Like, and I don't even like drinking beer, and the beer was fantastic. So
that's awesome.
If you go peep the Instagram, you'll see me in a couple of lederhosen and then just celebrating with the boys as always.
All right. So this is just what we do. We're just going around to Prague and going to Germany. That's just what we do. And then the crazy thing about it is it's almost like, when Jake does it, he'll be like, I'll be gone for like 3 or 4 days. I'm going to Prague. Like,
yeah.
Not 2 weeks.
Like, what we would do to go to like San Francisco or LA, Jake's leaving the country.
That's crazy.
Guys, I live a blessed life. I have blessed friends. And today is a blessed day. You want to know why? It's my birthday.
So. Hey!
Oh, come on.
Happy birthday, Jake Gayden.
Happy birthday to my dog, man.
Let's go. You in good company,
Year.
Man. My mom's birthday is tomorrow. So the 24th and the 25th are obviously very, very special days. That's good stuff.
She's a Libra. It's good. We're good people.
That's good stuff. Yes, indeed, man. Well, we're happy to have you here, Jake. This is long overdue us doing these weekly visits. And let's start with football, man. Something we talk about every Sunday at 11:30 on Sports Sunday. 49ers back at practice today. I was hoping it was going to be a little bit more definitive on what Brock Purdy's role is, but he's being labeled as limited again. It's a fascinating thing where you go into a game like you did against the Cardinals and think, well, it probably really doesn't matter. It can all balance out, like with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. And there's probably some level of truth to that. I don't think that's the case this weekend. I kind of think that the 49ers need Brock Purdy against this Jacksonville Jaguars team.
I don't disagree, because the defense has a cornerstone from with a player that's from right here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is. Eric Armstead, Elk Grove Proud, right?
Right.
And shout out to Eric and the Armstead family, Mondo, straight up. Great. Comes on Sports Extra all the time. But he has a homecoming here in NorCal, and if you ask me, I think he's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder this week to prove that the 49ers did him wrong by letting him walk and finding a new home for him in Jacksonville. But when you look at the 49ers and what's going on right now, of course, we lost Nick Bosa this week. But with Purdy and Jones, I think you're right, guys. I think you need Brock back this week. I Mac had a really great game, his first game of the year. But last week against the Cardinals, really struggled. If it wasn't for that game-winning kick by Eddie Pinheiro, I think we would have had a couple of questions. I'm also intrigued by Mac Jones's injury status as well. It looked like he re-injured his PCL or strained his PCL again. He's not a very mobile quarterback, so how does that affect him moving forward? I will say this, though. The weapons that he didn't have last week, he might have more this week. I'm intrigued to see the status of Juwan Jennings. But people are forgetting about a name this week that's coming off the suspension list that was Matt Stafford's pocket guy, which is DeMarcus Robinson. So, like, I think that's a guy that you got to keep an eye on this week in terms of another weapon within the 49er offense that can add to what they're trying to do at the wide receiver core. Ricky Pearsall has looked phenomenal to start the year. But I agree with you. Brock Purdy commands the offense a little bit better than what Mac has done over the past 2 weeks. And people can have the overreaction that Mac looks just as good as Brock, and it's because of the Shanahan offense. I just think Purdy has a better command of it. And when he's there, there's just an extra level of, I don't know, zip to it. Is that the right word for it? That they bring to the table.
I do want to point out, in addition to Eric Armstead, you have the defensive version of Josh Allen on that Jacksonville Jaguars team too, and he is nasty business. He is that, and that's why I was saying to you earlier, like, we'll have discussions over the course of the next couple of days. I'm a little more anxious about this Jaguars team for the 49ers, this Jaguars game for the 49ers, than I was a couple of days ago.
Now, this Jacksonville defense is the real deal. The thing that you wonder about going up against Jacksonville simply is Trevor Lawrence. And he's been hit or miss a couple of different times this season. And I know there's no Nick Bosa, but you've got Robert Saleh, who's probably going to bring a lot more pressure now without Nick Bosa to get some heat on the quarterback. And I wonder if you could rattle Trevor Lawrence, if you could get him off his spot a little bit and not feeling comfortable in that pocket and affect the game that way. I wonder if this game is going to look a lot more like we saw this past Sunday against Arizona, where it was both defenses were locked in. They made it tough on the offense. Yes, we got some more weapons coming back. I love the DeMarcus Robinson addition to that lineup. But like you talked about, Damian, with that defensive line of Jacksonville, and with just the way that 49ers defense has been playing in general, I wonder if we're in for a low-scoring affair.
It's interesting, guys, because, Kenny, you bring up the comparisons between the Cardinals offense and the Jaguars offense. I agree, because the Cardinals offense, before he got injured, starts and ends with James Conner, right? I think Travis Etienne is the same type of player that you see for Jacksonville this week, where he's a guy that's dynamic, not just in the run game, but the passing game as well. And then you have two elite quarterbacks in Lawrence and Kyler Murray. So I think you're spot on saying both these offenses are about the same, and it could be another low-scoring affair.
We saw Ricky Pearsall is on the injury report this week. Yeah. In obviously this Jake coming off the heels of the Nick Bosa injury suffered on Sunday, confirmed by everyone involved yesterday. This is a team who's starting with, you know, George Kittle in the first game. We saw Trent go down for a couple of plays. We saw Fred Warner exit the game. Now we've seen Nick Bosa exit the season. Juwan Jennings clearly going to be playing with injuries. Everybody's waking on the return of Brandon Ayuk. You lost Brock Purdy. You've been playing with your backup quarterback. All of this has still led to the San Francisco 49ers being 3-0. But are we getting to a point, Jake, where it's just too much? Like, is there an injury that a San Francisco 49er can suffer to where it's like, yeah, I don't know how they bounce back from this one?
Yeah, it starts and ends with Fred Warner. Like, if Fred goes down, like, I really start to worry. Like, really start to worry. Like, I know they asked this of Shanahan at the beginning of the year, and like, I'm not there enough, and I would press my the 49er, you know, press group to press Shanahan on this, but like, who's being held accountable for these injuries? Like, yes, injuries happen in the NFL, but a lot of them seem soft tissue, right? And when you look at soft tissue, there is preventative ways of making sure that there's that those injuries don't happen. My question is anybody's talking to the medical staff and how they're going about it? Because, like, from my understanding is the 49ers do it differently than any other NFL team. Yes, you want to be different sometimes and be outside the box, but maybe not in this respect. Maybe you want to be like a normal NFL team when it comes to how you're dealing with injuries. And I wonder if they've looked at that at all, or if that's something they look at the offseason. But, like, man, it just feels like every year the 49ers are one of the most injured teams in the NFL. And some of it's bad luck. I'm with you on that. But some of it is like, okay, this is another soft tissue injury. Are they doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doing the right warm-ups, are they taking their care of their bodies the right way? Is the medical staff going about this in the right way? I read an article last night where, like, George Kittle talked about at the end of the season last year that the team didn't want him to list all the injuries that he had, but at the end of the year they ended up listing all of them. Like, and a lot of them, he said, were soft tissue injuries. So I would say, if you're asking me on the injury front, well, what's the one that's going to kind of tip the domino in the wrong direction, or the scale in the wrong direction? It's a Fred Warner injury. Like, that guy's heart and soul of the defense. He's the best linebacker, maybe the best defensive player in the NFL right now. If you lose him on defense, that means a lot of rookies are going to be turned into veterans very quickly. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at a guy like D. Winters to lead the group, which I'm not exactly sure if he's ready to do that moving forward.
Casey, I want to add to that real quick. I probably should have read this a second ago. From Nick Wagner, Ricky Pearsall tells me that he just has some knee soreness. His expectation is that he will practice this week and will be okay on Sunday. More from Nick Wagner on this real quick. Here's what Ricky Pearsall told me in the locker room. Quote, I just have a little bit of knee soreness, but it's nothing that I'm actually worried about at all. So, yeah, just more of a little precaution. I'll be practicing this week. I mean, that's my plan, my goal. If I had to go today, I would. You know what I mean? If there was a game today, then I'd play.
Mm. Okay.
What if it was a playoff game, Ricky?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I did see that about Brock on Sunday.
Oh, good. It was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
It was only a matter of time. Mike Brown now reporting on the NFL. Or Luke Walton or whoever.
No, it was Alvin.
Oh, it was Alvin. Right. It was Alvin. Was it De'Aaron?
De'Aaron, yeah, I think so. Yeah. If it was a playoff game. All right, bro. You guys ten also, games out of eight.
Also, Alvin, here, you're in Sacramento. Love you, Alvin, but
on the injury staff front, the cold piece about it is they just changed medical staffs like 2 years ago. So I'm not sure what you do, but I remember they had, I think it was after the 20. Might have been a little bit more than a couple years ago, because it might have been after the 2020 season. I think they cleaned house with the medical staff. brought a new medical staff in, and now they've got this situation. I saw some stat where, like, since 2018, they've been top 10 in games missed at least 5 of the 7 years or whatever the case may be. So it's just one of those things. I do think a lot of it, the majority of it, if not all of it, is just bad luck. I mean, just misfortune. I don't know what a medical staff could have done differently to keep Brock Purdy from getting turf toe when he was just running on the field. And that turf toe ended up being less severe than something Joe Burrow did a week later. Yeah. So it's frustrating for sure, all the injuries they got to deal with. But I think it's just one of those misfortune things, to be honest with you. Maybe they should go to Prague.
Maybe.
Rub
some beer on it.
CMC, didn't he go to Germany last year for his stem cell stuff?
Snuck to Germany. Yeah.
Yeah, that was our first, like, uh-oh. He's going to Germany to get to, uh-oh, that's a problem. Jake, you ready to be back at the Golden One Center?
Sure.
Oh. Oh, that's how you feel.
You down?
I'm like any fan. I am excited for any new season with the prospect of have everyone starting 0-0 and having a chance to do well. But if you're telling me that I have high expectations heading into the season, I'm a monkey's uncle. Okay, I have so many questions for Doug and Scott and this team and the buy-in heading into next week. Like, I think media day is going to be so telling, and training camp will be so telling, because as I told our buddy Matt George yesterday on Locked On Kings, they have a really great contingent of good players. Like, DeMar DeRozan's a good player. Zach LaVine's a good player. Sabonis is a good player. Keegan Murray's a good player. But how does it all fit together? And, like, what structure are you running? Like, you can be really good on defense. You can be very good rebounding team and move the ball a ton and be fast-paced. But, like, whose role is what, right? Like, is the offense still going to roll through Domas? I hope so. I believe you have to, right? But, like, they don't have the three-point shooting that they once did. So how does that look? Does Keegan Murray get a bigger role this year, or is he still going to be in that Harrison Barnes role where he's the fourth option on the team? And you're looking at Keegan, who wants an extension, and you ask yourself, is this the year where he finally shows off what he is? You know, DeMar is going to be a pro's pro, but is he going to be able to give up his fourth quarter shot-making ability and try to close the game out? I don't know, especially if he's not having him. And then the biggest wild card is Zach LaVine. LaVine's coming off a career year, and I have high expectations for him, but he's also always been injury prone. So, like, is this a year where he had a really great healthy year and now he's going to be a year where he's going to be injured throughout the season? I don't know. So I have a lot of questions. I am excited about Dennis Schroeder because I like what I saw at Euro basketball, and I'm excited to see how that translates. I like the young guys in Nick Clifford and Maxime Reynaud, but I just don't know how it all fits together. I don't know what offense they're going to run. Defensively, I think they'll be tough. I think Golden One Center is going to be always going to be a great home field or home court advantage. But, like, if you think that they're competing for a playoff spot, I think you're crazy. I think you're close to competing maybe for a play-in spot, but maybe hoping for a high draft pick coming up next year.
Two things. You're a downer. Two, competing for a play-in spot is competing for a playoff spot.
Yes. Also, Jake, help
me. We haven't made it out of the play-in, guys.
That's fine. They make it out of the playoff with all the people that they got rid of that people were so upset about as well, except for one time.
Yeah, but went to game 7, though, when the Beam team won.
And then they lost the next year in New Orleans. They lost 6 times to the Pelicans with all those people. Beam team, same coach. That coach couldn't figure out how to beat one sorry Pelicans team 1 time.
And now it's skinny Zion, so what are we going to do?
So here's the thing that I don't see the same way. I don't think that the Kings are some contender by any means. But I don't understand how people look at them as just being so sorry. Like, just this sorry-ass team. I don't see it that way. I see they're I tell people all the time, I think they're like just this average 500 team. And that's a playing team. That is a playing team. I'm not saying that's a top six type team. But I also don't see, like, I look at a 500 team and I'm not looking at, oh my gosh, this is going to be awful. Like, I don't see it that way.
I can understand where you come from that. I got to see it. I have to see it. And a lot of it was last year. They said they didn't have time to get to know each other. And that's what they've done this offseason throughout training camp. I know they went down to LA. Domas told us that. I know they've had a training. They're going to have 2 or 3 weeks of training camp together to figure this whole thing out. I'm intrigued by their roles. I really am of how this whole thing works. And then at the end of the year, like by the trade deadline, if things aren't working out, like, do they make a move, right, to offload some of the salary and be able to pay some people? Because that's the big – I think they're strapped on what moves they could make this offseason. So now you head into another year. What does it look like next year and what moves you can make moving forward? Like, I don't want to be a downer, guys. I just
too late. It's too late.
Okay.
Downer Jake.
I came in with high expectations last year and I was disappointed. Yeah,
well, everybody did.
But those are two different things, though. Coming in with high expectations and I don't want to necessarily speak for you, Jake, but coming in with high expectations and thinking this is going to be a disaster of a year.
Well, I think what he's saying is protecting his heart.
Yes.
He's protecting himself.
It's tempered expectations.
So he's going ultra negative to cushion.
Anything else
that way,
is
yeah,
gravy.
It's a plus. Yeah, that's right. Gravy. That's right. It's a plus. It's a plus. Jake, we'll see you Sunday night. We're excited to have you here every Wednesday.
Real quick, Jake, are you do we have a high school game of the week? Are you anywhere?
Yeah, so high school game of the week, Oak Ridge, I believe. Oh, no, we're going to, Vacaville and Rodriguez. Vacaville and Rodriguez out in Fairfield is going to be a good one this weekend. But if you're in Sacramento and you want to go see one, I believe it's Jesuit has a really good game.
Rockland and Jesuit.
So check it out, my friends, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, man. Friday game day is a smashing hit.
Just I'm tapped in every there. Friday. I'll see y'all. I'll see y'all. I'm tapped in. Shout out to my McClatchy Lions. We keep doing work, boy. We keep doing – that needs to be the game of the week. Where McClatchy at, baby? That's where you need to be.
Time out. Did you see that McClatchy has a starting quarterback that's a girl? I think that's pretty fire if you ask me, okay?
Man, we out here doing work.
Wait, did you say McClatchy's starting quarterback was a girl?
Yeah.
Doing work.
All right.
Look at Kevin John. Kevin John, front of the program, did a great story last night with her.
I got to check that out. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I got
to
check that out.
Look that up. Yeah. Appreciate you, Jake. Thank you, my brother.
Hey, guys. I'll tell you when my next vacation is today.
Yeah, okay? it's probably in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it ain't going to be far away.
Yeah.
Jake, we appreciate you, man.
Take care, big dog. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.